Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back, my people.
Welcome back, peeps.
It's a traditional episode that we're giving you right now. AJ apparently is going to fight Dillian White in a rematch August 12th. Mm-hmm. This is what we're hearing. Eddie Hearn has said that. What are you thinking, Lee, about that rematch?
I was there at the Dillian White versus AJ fight. First one. Rematch, it's not something that I'm really interested in seeing. I believe AJ is going to win. I think Dillian White hasn't really improved that much over the years.
No.
Plus, look what Fury done to him in the previous fight, mm-hmm, and Povetkin, mm-hmm, as well. So, but it's a good fight for AJ in terms of like confident booster,
yeah,
dealing with the whole build up again.
Yeah, I feel like this build up is the closest personality to what Jerome Miller,
yeah,
was bringing out.
Yes,
him, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
When Jerome Miller was bringing out that AJ that was just mean, mm-hmm, like he just had no nonsense energy. Yeah. And you can see that already from the Insta stories and that.
I swear AJ, mm-hmm, said something like he on his story, like AJ this, AJ that.
Yeah. Like. He was doing a One Stormzy.
Yeah,
was a One Stormzy thing. Yeah. I think it's a good fight for the hype.
What? How many rounds do you reckon it's going to go? 4 or 5?
Yeah, it's a short
one. Yeah, short one.
It's a short one.
Short night, man.
Don't think Dillian's going to have much success.
Nah, of course not. And the thing is, what has Dillian got to say in this fight, in this build-up? What can he say?
What can he say?
He ain't got no chat for AJ.
No, what can he say?
What can he say?
Oh, last time I rocked you.
Yeah, what can he say?
But then after that, he got done at.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's really much he can say. But yeah, He will. Because we've heard the whole Femi thing already.
Yeah.
And he done the whole be yourself.
Yeah.
You can't run that now.
You can't run that no
You can't run that anymore.
But Dillian White is just collecting checks, man.
That's what it boils down to. We know he ain't getting paid light to be in that.
Eddie Hearn's saying it's going to be tough with the negotiations as well. So I wonder what Dillian's going to be asking for.
If I'm Dillian, I'm asking for a lot.
What split? 70-30.
All right. Yeah. If I'm Dillian, I'll ask for a 60-40. If I'm Dillian.
You'll ask for that?
I'll ask.
But what would you take, though? 60-40. What's the lowest you'll take?
I would accept 75-25. That's my lowest.
That's the lowest.
That's my lowest.
Yeah.
That's my absolute.
Yeah.
If you don't give me that, the fight's not happening.
Yeah.
But 70-30, like you said,
yeah,
is fair.
Yeah.
And if I really have a way with words on that day, I'll try to do a 65-35.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll try for the 65-35. Yeah. But the lowest, 25, I would go.
But you never know, Dillian might come out Southpaw again and shock AJ.
Brother.
This guy.
What is it, 0-2? You think it's an 0-2 fight?
Yeah, it has to be 0-2.
Just like back in the day?
Has to be 0-2. Shouldn't be Tottenham. Yeah, it has to be back. It has to be nostalgic.
It has to bring nostalgia, innit?
Yeah.
It has to bring nostalgia. It can't be a
Tottenham or Wembley.
Yeah.
No, it has to be 0-2.
The community have to get involved. AJ fought there, innit? Franklin.
Franklin.
That was his return
to
the 0-2. Yeah. Run it again. Run the 0-2 again. It's not a Tottenham thing. It's not a Wembley thing.
It's not.
I think it's, bring it to the 0-2. Let it happen there. Do you know what I mean? Or what if they even done like Watford or something? Do you think they could do a Watford stadium?
Maybe. Yeah, homecoming. Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't fought there. Yeah.
He hasn't fought there before.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time August the 12th, weather should be good. Why
and what's the capacity? Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. 1920. Yeah, no, it's a good shot.
It can work, innit? It could work. It could work. What's it?
Wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can possibly work. Yeah.
It could work.
I'll petition for Watford if I was aging.
Watford Stadium.
If not Watford, then it has to be O2.
21,000.
21,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As of 2023, official seating 21,000.
Yeah.
So that could work.
Good work.
That could run. Because what? O2 is 20?
Yeah, 20. Bring business to the local community.
Yeah. He always says that is what he wants to do.
Community man.
So I would like to see that. That can run. Next now. Big fight. Big fight. Bit late. But still a big fight. Bud versus Errol Spence.
Spence.
Yeah.
Shock.
What's the date for that one? July 29th?
Yeah, July.
End of July, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
end
big fight. Very big fight. Woo! The fight only got made because they saw what the young boys are doing.
Garcia and Tank. Yeah.
So it forced even Haney and Loma, it forced their hand. I heard the ticket prices are crazy.
Yeah, bro. I'm hearing ringside stupid.
Crazy. All the top people are going to be out there.
Oh, of course. Top, yeah, July, celebs, July 29th. People, yeah.
July 29th.
T-Mobile
Spence
Arena.
Crawford, T-Mobile Arena. Vegas.
Ooh, I think Bud wins, you know.
Yeah, I'm siding more towards Bud. I'm siding more towards Bud.
I don't think Spence has been the same since the crash.
He hasn't been the same.
Inactivity.
What
was his last fight? Ugas.
Ugas, yeah. April 22. So, yeah.
And Bud fought recently.
Yeah.
Because he
and
beat
see, the
Evan
thing
Eason.
Is, Spence is my guy. Fellow Jamaican as
both,
well. So I have
both
to
of
him.
Them.
Yeah,
both
they're both my
of
people.
Them.
They're both my people. But
as fighters and as their personalities.
Yeah, I like them both.
The it's way they come one. Across, personalities yeah. and fighters, yeah. I really rock with both of them.
Yeah. I'm not even going to bet on this one. I'm going to let the best man win. I just want to see a good fight.
I'm going.
Can Bud hurt Spence?
Yes. Does Ugas hit harder than Spence? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Ugas rocked him.
Ugas rocked him.
We've seen Bud get rocked.
Yep.
By smaller people.
Yep.
But he was also smaller.
Yeah.
Have we seen Bud rocked at welterweight? No. Khan didn't rock him. Brooke didn't rock him. Evan Eason didn't rock him. Jeff Horn didn't rock him. They both can hurt each other.
Yeah, they both. It's a great fight.
It's a
for the
great
books, man.
Fight.
I would
it's
like
a
it to go the distance.
Fight. I would like it to go the distance. Yeah. And I'd like a decision that is everyone can just put their thumbs up and say, we agree.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a decision where we're upset and we're complaining. But it's going to be a very close fight.
Very close
and
fight.
And Bud's ability to switch.
That's
it's
going to
be a very important factor.
Yes.
Errol beat Kell Brook when obviously Kell Brook was fresher than at that time. And he's a switch hitter. Mm-hmm. But it's different to Bud, how he does it. You know what I'm saying? Very interesting fight.
Very interesting fight.
One thing I would say about the shows, the biggest fights and the biggest shows, is we're not guaranteed a good undercard anymore.
No more. Them days are done now.
But Caleb Plant and Benavidez had a very good undercard. Okay, I watched the whole show. I watched that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Whole show, not many notable names, famous names.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
there was good fights, good level fights. Every fight was good, man, on that show. So, and that was a PBC show. So hopefully they can bring that again. But nowadays, you hear a good main event and you're kind of skeptical on what's going to happen until 11 o'clock at night.
Yep, and you know people, especially those that mainly watch crossover boxing, this is a fight you have to watch.
You
have to watch it. All us people that love boxing,
we
gonna
are
be
watching
in this fight because we're going to see a showcase of skill and talent.
Oh, we might have to do a live stream, man.
Ooh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, we have to.
We might have to do a watch party.
Yeah.
We might have to do a watch party. This is Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Yes, it is.
This is, you know what I'm saying? This is the sort of fights we're talking about. This ain't going to come around all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think we might have to, man. And it's in July as well. I think we gotta make it happen. You know, I think we gotta make it happen. Obviously Tyson Fury is always on the socials right now. He's been chatting bears. But nothing's happening though.
Nothing's happening. Talk.
Usyk just signed his deal with Skill Challenge Promotions. Based out in Saudi. So I feel like that makes maybe that December thing that they were saying a bit closer to happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though he's supposed to fight Daniel in August
in Poland.
Based off what I see off that Glowacki clip, Poland got a stadium and people are out to see the fights.
Yeah, they love fighting them Polish people.
No. And I think that is the loophole that people gotta do is bring fights to places where people are not used to having events like that there.
Yeah, because people show out.
Billam and Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Bournemouth don't have no big fights.
Nope.
London's saturated.
Yeah.
Billam from Bournemouth, he makes the people come out. They can't
gives him a reason
it.
To come out.
They can't believe that a fight of that magnitude is happening in their town.
And then they'll go party afterwards. It's a social setting, isn't it, for a lot of these people?
Yeah, so. It's a social setting. Yeah. So even with music, bro. If you're a rapper and you're from London, it's harder for you than if you're from Nottingham.
Yeah.
Because Nottingham back you.
Yeah.
Immediately Nottingham go, we ain't got no stars.
Yeah.
Let's back him.
Yeah.
In London, you got North,
it's a motive,
East, West,
isn't it?
South.
It's a motive.
Exactly.
It's
everyone's got their little.
There's so pockets. Many motives happening in London. You got theatre, you got football, you got blah blah blah. So in these spaces,
it makes
a big deal.
It makes a lot of sense.
And it's probably like a lot of people that went to watch that fight. It's probably their first time.
Right. That's what I mean.
Boxing event.
What do you think's next for Devin?
I don't know what his plans are. If it's to move up weight,
I don't like the hate he gets.
No,
he ain't the judge, bro.
And see, the thing is, like, he's not a dirty fighter.
No,
at the ring, he's not a bad person.
No.
You don't hear him acting up. You don't hear stories on him.
Youngest
so,
undisputed
yeah,
champion
youngest
of
undisputed,
the modern
yeah.
era.
Yeah. So,
you know,
I think he should defend his belt a couple more times.
I think so.
Yeah, 2-3 more times.
I would love for the Tank fight to be made.
Yeah, of course.
I'd love for Devin and Tank to be made, man. Obviously, Shakur, I know that fight. I don't think that fight's going to happen.
That fight's not going to happen.
Shakur's
if
on
I was,
ice.
If I was Haney's advisor, that might be the last fight. That would be the last fight. Yeah, on 3-5.
Because Shakur's on ice.
Yeah, put him on
Shakur's
ice. We know Shakur's good, but he hasn't got a big profile yet.
No.
They're trying to build him, but the risk of reward's
not
really there.
It's not there yet.
Yeah.
Tank's got it.
Yeah, Tank's got it.
And Devin's got all the belts.
Yeah, exactly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, you know, Dem versus Tank, that's a fight we would love to see.
Love to see.
But who does he fight? I'm trying to think. Who could he choose?
What for? Who is he actually going to be?
Yeah.
He's already done Cambosis twice. There isn't many options.
There's not many options.
There are not many options. No.
Yeah.
And he must have mandatory emails coming out of his
ears. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the mandatory. Who can they possibly?
Who are they going to bring? The Loma rematch ain't happening.
No.
It's a techie one. It's like Pete at the top of the mountain. Yeah. It's Pete. At the top of the mountain, it's Pete. That's how it goes. I see Coach Calvin saying that if the fight with Devin doesn't happen, he might rematch Isaac Cruz.
Oh, yeah, I see that one.
I wonder why Calvin and Kenny would do a rematch of that fight.
People think it was close, isn't it?
He broke his hand, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or he damaged his hand, even if it wasn't broken. Mm. But that's not a fight I want to see again.
Yeah, no, not really.
You know what I mean? That's not a fight I want to see again. That's more in Isaac's favour than in Tank's favour.
Of course it is.
Do you know what I mean?
Then, Garcia as well. What's he doing? What's his plans?
He said 140. He's working with Derek James now as well. He's always moving coach, man. But you can't find your identity through other people.
Hopefully he settles, though. Hopefully he finds a
partner. Hopefully.
Humble himself. And
he should be getting some rounds in with Spencer. He might be getting tongue pop a couple of times in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Make him learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there with Charlo, get in there with Spence, and feel some smoke. But, I think the fights are definitely happening in the traditional scene. The fights are happening once and for all. I feel like people have been pressured now. The world is creating enough pressure for these fights to happen. And then when the young G's are doing it, the OGs
have to
follow suit.
Yeah.
It leaves them no choice. But Callum Smith and Beterbiev is happening. I think Callum Smith's going to win that fight as well.
You think?
Yeah. I think Yard took a last little piece out of Beterbiev.
Yeah.
I think Yard could have won that fight. He wasn't away from winning that fight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Callum Smith is a bigger person.
Way bigger.
With a bang. Smith, pound for pound, hits harder than Yard, I believe.
Yeah.
I do believe that. I think Yard, is more athletic.
I think he knows how to hit harder. He knows the mechanics a bit better.
Yeah. I think that's the correct way to put it. I think the way he holds his feet, his stance, the hand positioning, all enables more power. Yeah. But then if Yard held himself like Smith, he probably would hit harder.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But that's a fight I want to see.
It's a good fight. I'm going to watch it,
I want to see that fight. And I want to see Yard and Buatsi.
Yeah, Yard and Buatsi.
I want that one.
Well, I think Buatsi might have Aziz. Next.
Ooh, that would be good. Mm-hmm. That would be good. That would be very good. But again, if he's ranked number one with the WBA, obviously Den Aziz has picked up every domestic title.
Yeah.
But you got a number one WBA ranking. Keep that and fight.
It has to be worthy. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Why, don't put it on the line. Don't put it on the line like that. So easy. Do you know what I mean? I think it's a Yard and Buatsi thing, man. And then whoever wins in that one, fight for the belts again.
Yeah.
That's good how shot. I think it should go, but...
Good shot.
Yeah, man, the traditional boxing scene is looking nice. It's looking decent. That's it. I think that's it, you know.
I think there's been a few rumours. I don't know. People stirring up maybe Conor Benn versus Eubanks again.
Oh, possibly. That one has been stirred up. So.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I don't know, man. Again, Connor.
It shows Eubanks is just all over the shop as well, man.
He is, man. He is. I don't know if. I don't know who Connor should fight next. I don't want to see him fight Pacquiao.
No.
I don't want to see him fight Pacquiao. I don't want to see him fight Kell Brook either. You see them man pushing each other?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to see that. But I don't know who I want to see him against.
I think. I don't know. There's rumors that he's got a hearing coming up.
Mm.
So, see how that goes. He shouldn't. I don't think he deserves. He should fight someone around his level, not like a big face.
Yeah. Not a GOAT. He shouldn't get a GOAT status opponent. No. I think he should fight someone in and around his level. Yeah. He really should fight someone like Virgil Ortiz. He should fight someone like Virgil Ortiz. Boots.
Yeah.
Difficult fights, but I mean, those fights there come out as with a victory and everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If he. Pacquiao's love so much that if Conor thumps up Pacquiao, people will still say something about his old dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you picking on an OG?
Yeah.
Why are you picking on a GOAT?
Mm-hmm.
He won't get the reception.
Yeah.
Beat someone your age in a similar ranking and position to you, and I think, that will make everything blow over. I think that's it right now. I think that's what we need to cover from the traditional boxing scene. We'll be back again, maybe not next week, but the week after. Because then we'll sit down and we'll review my most recent win, because that's exactly what's going to happen on the 16th. But my people, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Love. Bless.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.